All right, so let's do the pass around microphone. Introduce yourselves. You know, we'll do the famous. You know, I'll pretend I'm Tony Lamack or somebody. So introduce yourself to.
Hello, I'm Owen, and I play the drums for the Crimea.
Hey there.
Play for Kiss. Come on.
I'm Joe, bassist par excellence.
There's a band called Par Excellence too.
Andy, keyboardist.
Andy, guitarist in the Crimea.
Oh, so there's two Andys. Do you go like to Andy 1 and Andy 2?
I've got a Candy and a Gandhi. I don't know if it's
worked
out.
Ah.
It's also very Candy and Gandhi.
It's also very spiritual.
You guys have got the rap down.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was reading the bio, and then Katie said, don't read the bio because the band is completely
different
yeah. from pretty much what's on the bio. So, Andy, you get to be the victim. Tell me a little bit of the history of the band and all of that sort of thing first.
Okay, well, we've been going for about 18 months. Started as a four-piece, five-piece about a year ago. Ditched the guitarist, or the guitarist left. And then got a new guitarist, Andy, who joined about 4 months ago. Been touring the UK for a year, 18 months now. Put out 3 singles. Just made the album. And currently looking to get a record deal and conquer the States.
Is it worth conquering the States?
Well... Yeah, you know, well, we're trying to conquer the States so we can get to Canada, you know?
Yeah, get to Canada. Hey, I saw a good Canadian band last night. Yeah, well, yeah, the big rock scene's in Canada. You want to be the next Guess Who, or?
Well, the thing is, there's always been a big Avril Lavigne influence to our music. So it'd just be nice to go back there and just sort of, you know, it'd be like returning to the homeland. Because I think, you know, spiritually, that's where we're at.
So you
get Bob. Spiritually, just wants to get with Avril Lavigne. You know, that's another.
I don't know. I think you guys should do a cover of Skater Boy.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think? Cover of Skater Boy?
No, I think that's a really rubbish idea. Sorry.
So tell me a little bit about the music. And first of all, let's start with the name of the band. Who wants to take that one on?
Yeah. Well, basically, we were sort of. We obviously, you know, you've got to have a name for a band. So
It helps.
Yeah. So we were banding around a few names, and we had a few. It was like Fat Camp. We had one called Fat Camp Heroes, Siegfried Lions, Damn Injuns, another couple of names that I can't repeat on radio. And to be honest, Crimea was the only one that none of us had like a violent reaction to. So that was sort of, you know, by default, that became our name.
So for us Americans who don't know nothing, what's the Crimea? What does it mean?
Well, contrary to popular belief, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the Justin Timberlake song Crimea River. It's there was a war in the 19th century fought by the British and the Russians, and that was the Crimea. And the war was called, predictably enough, the Crimean War.
And there was also a famous celebrity to come out of there called Florence Nightingale.
You know, it always amazes me when there are bands that actually do think about their names and they're not just called Duh or something like that. It's kind of a good thing. So, how does that relate to your music? Who wants to take that one on?
Joe, you take it.
Alrighty. Well, I don't know. I guess it's a kind of, if you listen to the lyrics, which is kind of a big part in the songs, unlike sort of loads of other bands, it's pretty serious, I think. And it's a serious name as well. There's nothing funny about it, is there?
I think, you know, as well, if you'd have seen last night's show, you know, last night's show was a war. And that we're named after.
It was a war.
we're named after the war. We were battling all sorts of elements last night. So, you know, our show South by Southwest was totally befitting of the name, the Crimea.
Oh no. So you've gotten a lot of airplay in England, right? You've gotten BBC and all of that. So. John Peel, which is exciting. Have you done a John Peel session yet?
Yeah, we did. We did a John Peel session about a year ago, actually, when we were a four-piece. And it was good, you know. I mean, we were going as a four-piece for like 4 or 5 months, and I was the keyboardist doing all the lead lines, which was great. But unfortunately, we decided to get a fifth member, a lead guitarist, and it was just after the John Peel session, after we did that. And since then, we've sort of developed the sound a lot more. The last year, it's really moved on. The songwriting's changed a lot from 18 months ago. It's probably a little bit more serious now, the stuff, but it still sounds. There's still really good songs, you know. That's the element.
John Peel, what, 400? Katie and I always debate about this. 400 years old?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Something like that. I think he probably more than that, to be honest.
And long may he last for another 400 years, because you know, it's sort of really rare for a DJ on mainstream radio just to sort of be out there and playing exactly what he wants to. And I don't know, he's just a great character as well. He plays great music, he's a great person, and you know, if he wants to give us another session, then I think he'll be even greater than I think that he is already.
Dear John, this is Dennis from San Francisco. I can help them conquer America, give them another session. Yeah. Did you go out to the mansion, the John Peel, wherever it is?
Lakers. No.
So what was that? No?
Yeah, no, we didn't make it out to Peel Lakers, but we're waiting for our invitation for Christmas dinner. Because I hear his wife, Pig, cooks up a mean roast.
For those who don't know what a narst is.
Pardon?
For those of you Americans who don't know what the heck you just said she cooks up, what is that?
A mean roast. Like
a mean roast. I heard nost. No. Darn accents. It's unbelievable.
He's on drugs, I'd say.
Yeah, he's on drugs? Yeah, okay. You shouldn't spread those rumors that early. You got to wait a little while. You know, you got to wait a little while.
And then declare we recorded the album in rehab.
Yeah, exactly. So Baby Boom, is that's kind of the hit single?
Yeah, well, that was our third single in the UK, and it did all right. We got some, you know, John Peel played that to death. We got a lot of alternative stuff as well. It's one of the best songs, but I mean, again, that's kind of a song that's been around for like a year or two. I mean, I think we could definitely clean up with the States with that song, but the new stuff sounds a million times better.
Cool. Sorry, we had a good cell phone going on behind you, but I'm sure, luckily, it's okay. It's a directional microphone, and this is the Hilton, the meeting area of South by Southwest. Would you like to come and join the interview? Just kidding. And we won't edit that out either. So do we have to pay you rights of some sort? Are you in the union? Okay. That's okay. I'm just busting your chops. Okay, and now back to the Crimea, as opposed to the rest of the lobby of the... So tell me about the rest of the songs. You know, you started about saying that they're kind of serious, but yet, like so many things that I hear today, the stuff that I like and the stuff that I play, and Katie, you know, who produces the show, constantly, you know, I mean, okay, you were a friend, so she says, oh, you got to hear this. And I'm like, yeah. But I popped it in and I liked it. And I don't like everything, as many people don't like everything. But you've got serious lyrics, but you're also, you're melodic. You're trying to not make noise. Intentional, or are you just like tired of most of this other stuff?
I think last night would kind of defy that logic totally. So I think there's kind of an eclectic sound going on. There's going to be really melodic elements. So that phone's
that's
really peeing me off.
I'm going to give it a second and not answer.
Yeah, so there's like a really melodic sense to it, but there's also, I think, there's kind of an angular sound going on where where it's kind of not always quite so nice sounding. I don't think you can really box that into one sort of nice sounding genre, really.
But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we're just trying to sort of get a sound that's totally ours, really. And, you know, that's fine. And I know a lot of bands say that, but at the end of the day, we're trying to sort of make songs that people remember and melodies that really stick in people's head. And I think that's totally what we want to do as a band.
You mean you don't just want to rock?
Well, we all...
I mean, isn't that what a band does? You just want to rock?
We're too old to rock now.
I think, you know, you can rock politely as well.
Rock politely. That would be a good T-shirt. I think somebody around Southwest should wear a T-shirt that says "Rock politely." Yeah.
And you know, you can rock with a bit of style, and you can rock as well with pop songs that are sort of really intricately woven and sort of well thought out. And plus, as well, you know, Davey and I, Davey the singer, and I were in a band called the Crockers, and we were sort of a bit of a noisy, punky outfit. So we've sort of, you know, we've rocked our socks off enough. Now it's time to hit people with the melodies, sort of take their money, conquer the world, and move to a big or a nice, small, palatial little island off Jamaica and retire. And I predict this happening in the next 5 years.
Is Jamaica still there? Well, something could happen between now and then, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll probably buy it and change the name.
To Crimea. Crimea Island. It sounds like a TV show, doesn't it? You're off to Crimea Island.
It's funny you should say that, actually. You know, we're thinking of going into acting, actually.
Acting. Oh, yeah. It's the next Monkeys?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah. You know, I mean, we can all sing really well, and I think we all look like a boy band, so I mean.
This is radio, kids. Thank you. But there will be pictures on the website, so they'll.
Oh, yeah, just cut that last comment.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of a good segue to the classic boring question, but you know, you said the word pop, and the funny thing that happens with. We interviewed a band from Norway yesterday, and they used the word pop. I constantly play, quote, pop on my radio show, and I'm not afraid of it, you know. But pop to so many American bands, the whole punk legion and all of that, it's kind of like you say the word pop. We're not pop. We don't want a hit. You guys want hits, right?
Yeah, that's like American Idol is pop here, isn't it? That kind of
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's evil. But, I mean, you guys do want hits, yeah, right? You're in this to have hits. Yeah.
I think pop is such a broad word, though. I mean, it doesn't, you know...
Popular music.
Yeah, so I don't think you can really just have a go at pop music in general.
I mean, like, you know, I think that... At the end of the day, you have to have good songs that get played on the radio and that everyone likes, but also, you know, have an alternative side to you as well, you know, and I think that all the great bands are played on the radio all the time, but everyone remembers them for years, you know.
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong, you know, with having a really popular song that people will sort of love, you know, for years and years and years. You know, my favourite band of all time is Queen, and they were sort of, all of their albums, all of their songs were rammed with sort of really great, catchy melodies and really tight, concise pop songs. And, you know, that's sort of...
And nobody ever turned around and said Queen sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a few did, but 150 million people didn't.
It didn't matter. They didn't give a...
Not by then. And sort of, you know, I just can't see why people... would say, oh, we don't want hit songs. Well, you know, if you don't want hit songs, if you don't want people to like your music, just stay in your room with like a 4-track and keep it yourself.
As so many do, yeah, I know. We're making art.
Yeah.
Art is very important. But you can make art and make it palatable for people.
As a band, if you're going to make a go of it, then, you know, you want to take it as sort of as far as you can. And to sort of start imposing these restrictions, saying, oh, I don't want a hit, I don't want this many people listening to it, is just sort of, you know, being snobby.
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually a great segue because you did it, but we'll start with you and let you finish it up. So what got into your head musically, you know, from kids through today that added up to the band? And I'm going to let you take that. So it's that famous influences question. But I'm interested in, like, you know, when you were a kid, but I'm also interested in even a kind of a mix of kid and today and all of that. So you can kind of pass around the mic on that one.
Yeah.
Each kind of do your own exciting version of it.
I don't know, you know, my sort of, my main influence, or not influence, but the band that I've always loved has been Queen, and they've sort of consistently blown me away since I was like 10, right through to now. I love Ween, I love the Pixies, who I think have influenced the band, and, you know, a lot of the classics as well that you can't ignore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, a pretty broad variety, sort of all good. And all artists that we hope to emulate in some way. Hopefully in this, you know, commercially.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, I say this a lot, but I'm from Zimbabwe, so I like thought the Rolling Stones, you know, were American before I came to the UK a couple of years ago. Wow. So not much music really gets out there. So I just used to listen to all my dad's stuff, which was like Buddy Holly, Rolling Stones, Beatles, all that kind of stuff. Lots of 60s music. But then, you know, since I've come here, like discovered loads more stuff. Like, you know, like Eels, Pixies, I like Ween, like from Owen. yeah, I don't know, just sort of lots of alternative music. I mean, like, I only discovered Nirvana in 1998, you know. It gives you an idea of how sort of disconnected the music scene is there.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, we hear a lot of that because when we interviewed a band from Norway yesterday, they were kind of like, well, the first 10 years, we listened to Norwegian bands, and I'm like, okay, name five. Huge Norwegian band, you know. Andrew?
Yeah, well, I mean, I sort of, I guess, like, I first got into music listening to sort of, you know, I don't know, The Cure, Judas and Mary Chain, and The Smiths, and The Pixies and stuff, the usual stuff. Then I went through, like, a 10-year sabbatical from, you know, normal music, and was just into sort of rave really for like 10 years, and some of the melodies on those songs are just unbelievable, you know.
they're in there somewhere.
Yeah, and they're just I just love the whole scene. But I mean, you know, to be honest, I wouldn't have said that's really an influence in the kind of stuff that we do, unless we were going to do some kind of drum and bass remix of Baby Boom.
There you go. Giorgio Moroder.
But apart from that, just loads of stuff, to be honest. I mean, I really like a lot of, you know, the pop stuff as well. I think Justin Timberlake's really good. I love, you know, the stuff NERD are doing. So just anything good.
Oops. So much of a long chord, huh?
Okay. After progressing, I say, from the kids' record, The Laughing Policeman, I think I got into my dad's record, which was The Stranglers.
Sure.
Rattus Novicusus. I think that's how you pronounce it. I just thought it was a really, really good record. It was just loads of energy. And as a kid, I think I just really got off on the attitude of it and just the attitude of the singer and the lyrics and stuff, even though I didn't really understand what it all meant. I thought Peaches were actually about peaches. I think that was my first kind of band I fell in love with. And then from there, I kind of discovered like a lot of blues stuff, like Robert Johnson, and then kind of more sort of slightly rock and roll blues stuff, like the Sonics, the Trashmen, who were around in the 50s and 60s. And they had loads of attitude as well. And then recently, you know, beginning to bands like Fugazi, and I lately discovered the Pixies as well, actually 10 years after they actually split up. It's just quite a lot of eclectic music going on, really. And I'm not really sure how they influence me at all. I don't really analyse it to any extent. I just listen to and appreciate it, and that's it. And Jimi Hendrix as well, obviously, as a guitarist, is just amazing. And I think it sounds still really, really fresh now.
Cool. Yeah. So when you're played on the radio here in America, particularly even on my show, what do you want to be surrounded by? You want to take that one, Andrew? What songs do you want to hear surrounding your, where do you want the segues to come from?
When you said, what do you want to be surrounded by, I was going to say...
Other than beautiful women.
Yeah, I was going to say it's some celebrities in LA, you know.
These guys aspire, can you tell? No, who would you like to hear if we were doing segues and we're putting Baby Boom in the middle?
If it was Baby Boom in the middle, I'd like to start off with, Dusty Springfield, Breakfast in Bed.
See, he knows my show already. I play Dusty Springfield all the time.
Yeah, Dusty in Memphis is a brilliant album. And then after Baby Boom, I'd like Pixies, sort of...
Popular Valuria or something?
No, my favorite is Dig for Fire of Bossa Nova, but, you know, probably... Not Waiting for My Man. Here Comes Your Man. Here Comes Your Man. So I think I'd be a cool little trio.
Okay, Andrew, you got out of this. I'm not letting you out of it.
What do I want to?
I know this is going to be different. I can tell.
Yeah, I think I've got to say the Pixies as well. I have to be honest. I know that's really boring, but that's pretty much all I'm listening to at the moment. And probably like Gigantic or something, which I think is brilliant. Would definitely be afterwards. And beforehand, I mean, maybe it'd have to be some Groove Rider or something like that. No. No, I think it's going to have to be the Blur song, Nice Song.
Okay. Yeah. We can find all of that. So the new album, what's it called?
It's called Tragedy Rocks.
Tragedy Rocks. And does it?
It rocks.
Cool.